Mindset Media Radio. Offering and the drink offering, as in the morning and the twilight of the morning, and for the sweet aroma and the offering made by fire unto the Lord during the twilight zone time. Now, Exodus 30 verse 8. When Aaron lights the lamps, the seven menorah lamps, he shall also burn the incense on the as a perpetual incense before the Lord in all your generation during the twilight zone time frame. Then what does this mean? It means that God commanded man to be obedient to God, and man brings an offering. He brings his obedience to God as his offering, thanksgiving, because the word thanksgiving is made up of two words. It's made up of thanking with your mouth, with your prayer, but also giving with your actions, giving offering. Everywhere you see in the Bible, wherever you see that they brought an offering unto God and God was pleased, it is done in the offering time. It's either evening time or very early in the morning time. That's when they gave their offerings. They didn't give in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, but in the offering times, which are the twilight zones. Why? Because this twilight zone activates energies of agriculture. They activate the energies there. They make available the energies that literally comes from God's Shekinah, from God's tabernacle, from God's temple, from heaven. And these energies, you find it in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. As you read all the way down there, as you go further, you see that the tabernacle of God was with men. It came down and descended from God. Yeah, twilight zone. There is a presence of God that descends down in the earthly realm. Twilight zone. Yeah, and in this twilight zone, then God enables this energy to be part of man, so that man may pray, so that man may intimate with God, but at the same time, man may affect and influence everything around him, influence every living organism, every spirit that God made as a spirit, everything that God put a seed in it. Man can transform it, man can energize it, can ignite it, can speak to it, can literally design, can structure its mindset, its thoughts, its ovaries, its ability to think, its ability to do, its ability to act. And God gave us this time known as the twilight zone time. Hallelujah. Powerful message. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 6 says, but the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name, notice the word name there, chooses to make his name, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Every time you see the word name, it represents God's name, which is called Yeshua. Yeshua standing for Yeshua, Yah, and Shua, meaning Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, the name of God with the four letters, Jehovah, Adonai. Hallelujah. Melchizedek, the Prince of Peace and the Prince of Shalom. When God chooses to make his name to abide, there you shall sacrifice a Passover lamb during the twilight season, in the evening time, as the sun is going down, at the time when you came out of Egypt. Now notice, the children of Israel have been captivated in a place called Egypt. The word Egypt means Mizraim, limitations. And as they were in this place of limited status, limiting them spiritually, limiting, they are doing witchcraft against them, they are giving them labors, they are working, they are toiling, they are sweating, but they are even paid not according to the energy that they put in the work. They do not know God, even though they know God by the mind, but they don't allow them to express their God. They are punished every time they try to worship God. Yeah, they are mistreated, they are abused because they are Jews and they are Israelites. So they are mistreated because of the status that God put in them. So that place known as Mizraim, limitations, God says he brought them out. But how did he bring them out? It was a season. Which season? Among the seasons of God, it was a Passover season. What season was that? It falls around March, April. What season is that? Is in the beginning of the month of Nisan, as you move towards the 14th of the month of Nisan, the full moon, then God brings them out. How did he bring them out? Which time did he bring them out? He told them, how do we know the time? Because we know the time exactly when they came out, according to the offering he commanded them to offer. Now notice he says to them, you shall bring your Passover sacrifice Passover sacrifice. When will you bring it? At the twilight. Now, how do you know that it's evening? It was evening of that time because it says twilight zone, when the sun is going down, when the day is transitioning from daytime into night time, when you're transitioning into a new day, into new energies that will shift and govern you and prepare you for the new morning. At that time, when you're transitioning in evening, you shall bring an offering. When the sun is going down, you shall connect to those energies that enables you to transist. You shall connect in that energies, or those energies that enable you to be motivated, encouraged, may fight for you. So in the areas of energies, every realm of twilight zone has angels that ministers to the world, angelic beings. And the Bible says, pray ye that the owner of the harvest may send laborers. So for every time and every season, there are angels that governs the ministration that pertains to that season. In the twilight season, there are angels. There are angels of the fallen satanic powers, but there are also angels, satellites. Angels also known as satellites, ministering spirits that ministers on the level of the celestial energies, releasing energies, empowering people to be able to do that what they are commanded to do in a given season. So those angels came down to deliver Israel at the twilight zone. So the angels of deliverance were there, but also the angels of disobedience that comes to tempt man to do the opposite or to oppose God, they were also there. So the people who were in Egypt suffered because of the angels that punished, that killed their firstborn. And because they were not in obedience, in the frequency of obedience, so they didn't tap into the energies of deliverance, into the energies of being made free, into the energies of jumping over or crossing over the judgment. They were punished under the judgment. Why? Because then they were trying to fight against God and fight against his move in the season. When the children of God gave an offering at the twilight zone, when they released their offering in obedience according to the time frame and the angels ministering at that time, they came out. In the book of Leviticus 23 verse 5 says, on the 14th day of the first month is a twilight, is the Lord's Passover. Numbers chapter 9 verse 3 says, on the 14th day of the month of the twilight, you shall keep it at the evening time. And it is an appointed time according to all that is the right ceremonials, you shall keep according to its right. In the book of Numbers, they kept the Passover and they were delivered. Hallelujah. Let me finish with Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 6. Ezekiel 12, verse 6. In the sight, you shall bear them on your shoulders and carry them out at twilight. You shall cover your face so that you cannot see the ground, for I have made you as a sign to the house of Israel. And he says, you shall carry them out at twilight. So even the energies that empowers somebody to be able to do extraordinary in prayers, extraordinary in the miraculous realm where angels serve, there is empowerment, there is encouragement. In fact, the word confidence, empowerment, encouragement, motivation, innovation, creative energies, they all descend down in the earth, or they are available in the time of the twilight zone to empower people, God's people, to be able to do what God has commanded them to do. Twilight zone. Now let me finish with this. The twilight zone time is evening time, yeah. And because we are Uganda is the equivalent to the equinox, the governing of the equinox and the equal time, 12 hours in the day, 12 in the night. We have prayer warriors that are literally praying in accordance, in agreement, in alliance with God's will concerning Israel and Uganda. Hallelujah. Israel and Uganda. Hallelujah. And as you tap into that energy, as we pray for you, as you pray in accordance, as you listen to this revelation and tap into the energy and say, Lord, so when you start to pray, because I know some places in Europe, they don't have balanced time. But as you pray, even though you're not praying in the exact time, because the twilight zone is in different times and different places in Europe, so you can't literally cultivate a disciplinary obedience that enables you to structure a branded structure of prayer because the twilight zone shifts. But here we don't have a shifting twilight zone. We have an established twilight zone. When God talked about the twilight zone, he was talking about Uganda. Hallelujah. Uganda is located in East Africa, eastward in Eden. Oh, let me say eastward in East Africa. And the time frame of twilight zone governed all over the world springs out of Uganda. Uganda working together in collaboration and in unity with the God of Israel. So between Israel and Uganda, that unity now makes the time vibration in the seasons and in the Torah activities of God all over the world, activating the presence of God. So I pray by God's Spirit, I pray by God's anointing that you will be changed, you'll be transformed. Hallelujah. You will navigate through. You are encouraged. You are motivated. You're becoming creative. Why? Because you have started to tap into the prayer zone and the twilight zone time frames that enables you to live up to the standard, to the energy, to the creative ability, to the cultural abilities, to the understanding of God during his seasons and times where God releases his energy so that you may be and fulfill and prosper, govern, have dominion, and multiply economically in the earth through God's power that comes onto us in prayer during the twilight zone seasons. May God bless Apostle Ngabaya from the Council of Ngabaga's Courthouse. I'm saying God bless you, Babaya and Tata. Hallelujah. And before I finish, let me just pray. Father, I pray that everyone who has tapped into the energy of the twilight zone may be blessed, may be sanctified, may be ignited. Let them receive. And we repent of every powers of energies of negativity. And we receive the energies of understanding of your positivity. And move us into the energy of life. Mlinyalia Yesu. Yeshua.